your record. Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your full name and ABC number for the record?
My name is Terrence Wayne Dodd. My ABC number is 3040-82.
Thank you, Mr. Dodd, and good morning.
Good morning.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the community supervision. This hearing is about two alleged violations listed under warrant arrest. You should have been given a form notifying you of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on July 12, 2018. Is that correct, Mr. Dodd?
Yes, it is.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you can hire at your expense a lawyer to represent you. See a lawyer attorney with you. Are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes.
I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. If you can see on your video conference screen, I will start with the board members on the opposite end of the bench.
Ma'am, we need to go out. Excuse me for interrupting. We need to go out this door, ma'am.
Pardon the interruption, Mr. Dodd.
Excuse me, sir, for interrupting.
No. I just want to make sure that Mr. Dodd knows that we're delaying for a second. Again, Mr. Dodd, I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing. At the opposite end of the bench, we have the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Next to him is the Honorable Mr. Joe Rittenhouse. The center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. Next to me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. And my name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel lead for your day. Also present in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Turner, and he will be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Now, before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Dodd and Mr. Turner, you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and so you affirm.
Yes, I do.
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Dodd, this hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true, false, or you wish to remain silent. The reason why we give you the option to remain silent or plead the fifth is because there is indication on the warrant that there's a department report number suggesting there may be a pending case independent of this hearing in the courts. So, this hearing is recorded. The recording may be subpoenaed by the courts or members or officers of the court. And we want to make sure that your rights are respected. So again, when I read the allegations to you, you need to respond whether it is true, false, or you wish to remain silent. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take testimony from the Department of Corrections and we can talk about it. But keep in mind, the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violate your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Also, if you choose to remain silent, the allegation will still be read by the community corrections officer, but you will not have to answer to those allegations. Thank you, sir. I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse with the rules of company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number 12, as demonstrated by the operation of a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license, on or about June 7, 2018 in Grand County, Arizona. Mr. Dodd, is this true or false, or do you wish to remain silent?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number six, as demonstrated by your being in possession and control of a firearm, on or about June 7, 2018 in Grand County, Arizona. Mr. Dodd, is this true or false, or do you wish to remain silent?
Talk about it, but since it's a regular case on that, I don't know what to do about that.
Well, sir, I'm not going to encourage you one way or the other. I am looking out for your rights in terms of giving you the option of remaining silent. But again, your choices are true, false, or you wish to remain silent, and that is your choice.
I guess I'll remain silent.
Yes. Okay, sir. Now, because you've chosen to remain silent, we're still going to hear the allegation read by our community corrections officer, and then we'll make a motion to pass from phase one to phase two. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Dodd. Mr. Turner, if you will.
Allegation number two. On 6-7-2018, at approximately 1743 hours, Department of Public Safety Officer Roland Shute, badge number 05568, initiated a traffic stop on a blue-colored Hyundai. The offender, Terrence Dodd, ADC number 303082, pulled over to the shoulder of the road at mile post 93 on US 191 North. Officer Shute noticed both driver and passenger appeared to be nervous and neither could hold still. Officer Shute asked if there were any weapons in the vehicle, and the passenger, Brandy Dodd, stated she had a handgun in the vehicle. Officer Shute asked where, and Brandy Dodd stated it was in the door. Officer Shute had both Terrence and Brandy Dodd exit the vehicle and stand at the right profile. A search of the vehicle revealed a Heritage Manufactured Stealth Shadow C 2009mm handgun, serial number 188-6764, loaded with 7 rounds in the magazine and an empty chamber. It was located in the driver door pocket in a black-colored holster. Dodd was arrested for misconduct involving a weapon and driving on a suspended revoked license. Dodd was transported and booked into the Grand County Jail.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. We're going to make a motion, and that is based on Mr. Dodd's admission on allegation one and the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W17268 for allegation number two. I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have left with the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Just one second, Mr. Dodd, while I fill out some paperwork, and we'll continue with the second phase of the hearing. Agreed by Mr. Neal, is that correct?
Yes.
Seconded by Mr. Neal. And agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Okay, Mr. Dodd, we're going to continue with the second phase of the hearing. And it is during this phase that the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Turner, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information about your case. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and we'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Dodd. Mr. Turner.
Mr. Dodd was released from ADC custody on 1/25/2018 and arrested on 6/7/2018 by Arizona DPS on new felony charges of misconduct with a weapon and new misdemeanor charges of driving on a revoked license. He was returned back to ADC custody on 6/14/2018 with a CCD of 825-18-0 abscond days. Current conviction, 2015, aggravated DUI, 2 years, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2015 or 2014, commitment A, count one, dangerous drug violation, 2 years, 6 months. 2014, commitment A, count five, criminal damage, 1 year, 6 months. This is his second term in ADC with a CUIR score of 3-1, mental health score of 1, substance abuse score of 2. No SCG information noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. Disciplinary is minimal. Other arrests? In 2000, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2000, misdemeanor other DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2007, marijuana violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2007, drug paraphernalia violation, Arizona felony conviction probation. 2014, misdemeanor other DUI, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. 2018, that would be the current one. He has a GD score of G4 B5. I do not have the status of charges, but there is a pending felony hold by DPS.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Back to you, Mr. Dodd. one second. We'll make it quick with you in case of business, Samuel. We don't have a lot of information in your summary, but it looks like that you were released from the Department of Corrections to live with your wife when you died at 31 King Street, Lawrence, Arizona. So is this the only place that you lived when you were on community supervision?
Yes.
Were you working when you were outside of prison?
I wasn't able to because I had a thing in my hernia, and I just got the surgery done, and we were actually coming back from Tucson that day from seeing the doctor back from the surgery, and I was waiting to get the okay of approval to start with.
The program email stated that you owe cancer.
I got a couple of employees waiting for that. For the community, 15 minutes, I was staying working. But I just, this was a horrible mistake, and that's okay.
Well, we commend you for being productive. For where are these pending jobs?
The Western Industrial, which is a region that has contract work to Food Court Macquarie, and there's Solace Construction that has a maintenance through Food Court Macquarie in Lansing.
I'm just curious, is that related to the mines, or...?
Yes, it is.
We have some programming notes that you had a previous on-call in drug score 2. You were not referred to programming in your initial intake. Unrelated to these charges, did you have any prior history with drug or alcohol abuse, Mr. Dodd?
Well, I'm a recovering alcoholic, I know. And the 2.5 years I was locked up, it's really got me to go better places than better 95 where I'm at. And, you know, I'm living my life as long as I have, and that's the plan that I was doing. And I got out to go to work and start helping take care of her, and she did me. And without the drugs or alcohol.
Okay, Mr. Brown, just one quick question from our community records officer. Mr. Turner, did you state that his release date was in August? We have October, and I want to make sure that, right?
I have 8/25/18, but I will double check.
Oh. Okay. Mr. Kraft, just so we're all on the same sheet of music, what date do you think you are to be released from the Department of Corrections?
I believe it's 8/25/2018. August.
Okay, well, that's only, if I'm not mistaken, 30 days away. And the reason why I went through that extra step is that, and there were a lot of mistakes that are made in the administrative processing, but initially we had a date that was a little bit later than that, but I'm glad to report that according to the Department of Corrections, it's August 25th, 2018. I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for me. I have no questions from fellow board members. Mr. Dodd, we're getting very close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing. So is there anything else that you feel is important to share or for us to understand before we go into deliberation? Thank you, Mr. Dodd. Well, thank you, Mr. Dodd. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like they were speaking with you directly, but is the board discussing the case amongst itself under the open meeting laws in Arizona? So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Thank you, sir. The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I do appreciate that Mr. Dodd had been dealing with some health issues, and it sounded like he had some promising job opportunities in the Valencia area. I believe he's been very pleasant and straightforward with the board. Unfortunately, it's hard to overlook that he is confronted with a pending firearms charge in the state of Arizona. And of course, that's to be handled by a separate part of the criminal justice system. But if the information that has been provided to us by the Department of Corrections is correct, he is only looking at 30 days left before he is released to the community. And it's been our consistent understanding that it takes at least a couple weeks for administrative bond processing, thus leaving very little time for community supervision. I think these last weeks might be best served for Mr. Dodd to take advantage of any programming that's available to him inside the Department of Corrections and to put together a plan for a safe return to the community. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. Hearing no further discussion, I will make a motion, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018W1726A as an alpha. Agreement to revoke community supervision as Mr. Dodd was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision that had lapsed, and was about to lapse in a criminal venture company, in as much that he was, according to the warrant, in violation on two accounts, operation of a motor vehicle without a valid driver's license and a possession of a firearm charge, which is pending in the state of Arizona. That is my motion.
Agree.
Upon the seconded by Mr. Neal.
Yes.
Agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Whitmore. Mr. Dodd, your supervision has been revoked and you will be released on or about August 25th, 2018. Again, we encourage you to take advantage of these last weeks to put together a plan for your safe transition back to the community. We commend you for being productive. We hope that you can recover well from your recent surgery, and we wish you a safe and productive return to the community. The surgery has been concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Dodd.